I was thinking about it, like, how would we classify ourselves? Are we Flannery groupies, or are we just kindred spirits with her? I don't know.
That's very...
because I feel connected to her, but I also feel like we're kind of fanatic. What do you think?
Let's fall on the kindred spirit.
Okay.
Idea. Yeah.
Sounds a little bit tamer.
I think so. Even though I probably neither of us would allow our mothers to completely control our life like this. In this book that I read of conversations with her, she said, "I began writing before I read." She realized her mother could control her with everything but the writing, and her mother could allow her to live on Andalusia.
Right.
You said to me that your great aunt grew up and was allowed to play with her in Savannah. Mm-hmm. They lived one square apart.
Yes.
And I just want to know what it was about your great aunt that was allowed to play with Flannery O'Connor. Yeah.
And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why she was so special, or maybe she was just a well-behaved child and a good influence. After you and I visited Milledgeville, I was able to call my great aunt, and she has since passed away. So I got that little talk with her in before she passed away, and I asked her about Flannery O'Connor. And yeah, they were basically neighbors. They were went to school together at Sacred Heart. And, you know, I can just imagine, you know, a bunch of children running around the squares of Savannah. So I think it was probably a very, you know, idyllic kind of childhood. But I did ask my great aunt if she had ever read Flannery O'Connor. And she told me that my great uncle had sent her a copy of one of her books after she was published, and she kind of quietly told me that she wasn't very wild about Flannery's writing.
You know, you initiated the trip to Milledgeville, and what a blessing that was, that your husband took care of the three boys.
Yeah.
We took the whole day off.
I felt like we were footloose and fancy free, like teenagers.
Yes, that's what Flannery allows you to do. She allows you to just go back to your instinctive nature.
Andalusia has that. It's a magical place. When you turn off of that busy highway, as soon as you pass that first little section of trees, you automatically feel like you're, you know, 50, 60 years back in time, and you can really get a sense of her headspace and all the influence around her and the serenity that she experienced, and even isolation. But it's a magical place that I feel like the first time I ever went there and drove down that road, something hits you and you know that something important happened here.
I think I was always searching for a place like Athens. And Flannery kept it alive. She really, really did.
She kept what alive?
The South. The real South.
I have a question for you, Lois.
Okay.
It's a very easy question to answer, probably. When we went to Milledgeville on our little road trip, we met with Bruce Gentry, the professor at Georgia College, who has also authored a book about Flannery, and he's the university's Flannery expert, per se. He told us that Flannery had a favorite pie, peppermint chiffon pie. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a little research last night, and there's a cookbook with that recipe, the one that Flannery O'Connor went to the Sanford House Tea Room, which was in Milledgeville. Mm-hmm. And she, I guess, apparently always ordered this pie. So I was thinking, with the holidays coming up, can you and I get together and try to make that pie?
That would be great.